Hey, welcome back. I'm James Holder, and this is a podcast for you if you are a solopreneur that's sick of yelling into the void and not seeing the results that you think you need for your business whilst marketing. So, whether you're stuck on SEO and you're spinning the wheels, you are doing multiple things, this is the podcast for you. And I try and keep it real, short, and to the point. So today, I thought I'd talk about a couple of questions that I get asked and a couple of the answers that might help you. So, question one, should I use trust-related services to build my brand online and grow marketing traffic, that kind of thing? So if I address that one straight away, so the first one, and this is a podcast, by the way, so this is like technically my first episode, so welcome. It might be a bit rusty, just kind of talking to you. So if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know as well. See what I can do to improve. Thanks. Anyway, topic one. So, questions. So, if I was growing a business and I was trying to build trust, which ultimately a brand comes down to trust. So, when you're trying to grow your marketing presence, trust goes a long way. So, these people who say about using services like Trustpilot or Yelp, stuff like that, to try and grow their presence are not wrong. The only thing is it takes a little bit of time to grow those things. So I would say if you were going to do it, I would start from the beginning. So if you just open your business or you're thinking about building your credibility, just start. I mean, just start using those services. You want to try and get honest feedback as well. So don't try and stage it. I mean, you can ask your friends, but ultimately it looks a bit contrived. I would just try and keep it really simple, make it like a benefit to your customer. You know, say, hey, if you do this for us, we're just trying to get some more trust in us using these platforms. That would be a much better way of doing it than kind of just getting your friend to write some nice words about you, because I'm sure everyone's got lots of people who can do that for them. Yeah. Honesty is always the best thing, because people aren't daft. So, number two, question two. If I was stuck and it was something that, and someone was trying to help me, I mean, I get questions all the time about kind of, should I do this, should I do that? And to be honest, you don't really want to get caught up in the minutiae of everything, because in marketing and growing a website, that kind of thing, there's so much stuff you can do. I mean, I could bore you guys to death about technical SEO or just things that you can do. I mean, my opinion on marketing and sort of doing it full time, as they say, with, I mean, my day job, that's what I do. I grow the business with marketing, so I help get eyeballs on us, basically. So I'm the guy who's like, hey, pick us over the other guys, you know, because they're not like us, we're better, you know, that kind of thing. So I mean, you can get bogged down in all sorts of technicalities, and I would say just don't worry about it. I would say start with one or two channels. So I don't know, it might be YouTube, it might be Instagram, it might be blogging. I would definitely do blogging, at least as a minimum. The reason I say that is just because websites are great. I mean, you kind of control the messaging, you control visibility to some degree, most of the time. SEO is tricky and Google is a bit difficult and it's only gonna get harder, but AI is a thing and it's coming and we should all be prepared for it, but don't be scared of it. So I would say when, that's probably the second most common question I get, is kind of what should I be doing? And the simple answer is just do something. So if you're not sure, just do some stuff. So I don't know, start some stuff on social media. So if you've got something interesting to share, even if you've not, I mean, that kind of content goes down really well. Just kind of off the cuff kind of talking. And especially now, I would say if there was one bit of advice I would give a brand trying to grow these days, is just to be authentic and be human. You know, there's people who make millions just kind of talking about stuff. I mean, there's just, vlogging has kind of come back in a really big way, just like ordinary people just talking about stuff that's going on. People are really interested in that. So say you've got a business and you're a coffee roasters, for example, you could just do that. Just like, I don't know, you're making your fresh batch for the day, show what's going on, talk about it a little bit, just kind of, if there was an issue, talk about that as well. Just keep it dead lighthearted and fun. Question three, I'd say, people say, like, how often should I post, or how often should I create blogs and things? Simple answer is, once a week you can get away with social media. I mean, it's so noisy. I mean, people who are trying to grow any kind of traction on social media, they just kind of get really worried about how often they should post. I mean, Gary Vee, for example, is like, you know, if you're not posting every day, you're like invisible. And honestly, I don't believe that. I believe that people do find you. And I think if you are relatable and you make stuff that's kind of important to people for whatever reason, or they might find it interesting, like, you'll stand out. I mean, even if it's just once a week, just, yeah. And then as far as blogging goes, I mean, you can get away with a little bit of a longer time scale. So if you were doing, like, I don't know, say one blog every few months, but as long as it's a quality one and it's within the guidelines of over 300 words, as I've said in other videos. Yeah, so I think if I add a few more points, so I'll say, like, the fourth kind of question that I get the most is, that's a good one, actually. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So physical marketing, so things like doing leaflets and doing exhibitions and things like that, where you meet people face to face, are they valuable? Yeah. Do I think they're overpriced, some of them? Yes. Do I think physical marketing's dying? No. Do I think a lot of people I'm surrounded by at the moment think that physical marketing is kind of losing traction? So, like, going to exhibitions and exhibiting your brand, people think that's kind of old fashioned and people don't want to do that, they just want to do it online. And I don't believe that. I think it's got some merit, especially when you can kind of do the sale right there and then, that kind of thing. I say physical media is very expensive, so if you're doing anything with leaflets, they can cost quite a bit, ridiculously so. So things like, example, I did one recently and it was an A3 sheet and it was like $2,000 or $3,000, and I was like, oh my god. Physical marketing, is it worth it? Yeah, it can be. One cool thing you can do is you can set up QR codes on the physical marketing that you've done. So if you're doing something in like a catalog or something for someone, or you do something like what I did recently where I did like an A3 spreadsheet and it was like crazy big and costly or whatever, you can, if you've got someone in your organization that's keeping an eye on the ROI for your marketing efforts, you can do a QR code with a link that's got a Google tracking link code attached to it. It's a UTM. Yes, UTM code. So if you've followed any of the content I've done so far and you do any of the stuff related to the Google Search Console, Google Analytics, anything like that, then that will link up nicely. So you can go, okay, we've got 5 people came through to the website or whatever it is, app or whatever, from that piece of physical marketing. So is it worthwhile? Can be. Should you do it all the time? Probably not, because it's all very expensive physical stuff. I mean, the amount of money that some of these companies want to charge for you to just like appear in a magazine, I've got one in front of me here. It's like an A4 magazine, and it's like wafer thin. And it's got one of our competitors on the back, and I know for a fact that that article's cost like $8,000. Just, and it's like, what the hell was the point? You could have built a new website for $8,000, you know, or something else, or you could have spent $8,000 on paid adverts online, which will have got you way more traffic and interest, but that's a topic for another time, I would say. So, yeah, I would say if you've got anything out of this short sort of podcast episode, please leave me a like, leave a review on YouTube, something like that, or on Spotify, wherever you listen to it. I'm hoping to post it out regularly, hoping to do one a week. So, yeah, and then I'd say the fifth thing I want to talk about today, and probably the final thing, so I'm a little bit short on time, and I'm getting hungry too, so, you know, not had any lunch yet, so I would say, people will say to me, what should we say in our messaging when it comes to social media and things like that, and I would say what works really well is just keeping things really light and simple, and, battery's gonna die anyway on the camera, so even better place to stop. So, why do people ask about messaging and sort of how they want to avoid messing up what they're saying? I would say just keep it really light. As a general rule of thumb, just keep it really light-hearted. Most people don't have any time, so it's like, just keep the messaging really simple. It's like, I'm doing this. A to B. And sort of give some perspective and... yeah, just keep it really brief, because literally nobody has any time. I mean, I've seen people write gobs and gobs of text for social media or whatever, and people just don't care. Blogs, slightly different, because people are going out of their way to kind of learn something, so they've got a bit more time. But even then, and if you ever read like a recipe online, you just like, what's all this? And you just get to skip through to the recipe. That's it, if you're anything like me. So, yeah, great place to start. Just keep it really punchy. And I think what comes across really well on social is if you have taken a really complex thing and you've absolutely stripped it down to the most simple wording, so I know, to like a grade 4, grade 5 reading level, that kind of thing. I'm not sure about sort of... complexity and things like that. I think in my experience, just kind of keeping things really tight and punchy, even if it's a complex topic, works really well. Keep it relatable as well. You're not alienating those that aren't as technical as you. If you're doing something scientific, for example, like what my day job is very scientific, so it's like all chemicals and polymers and stuff, so it's like real kind of some people are like, oh no, I don't want to learn about that. But if you kind of keep it really simple and just be like, oh hey, you know, we've made this beautiful colour today, or we've like done whatever we've... Okay, now I'm in the car. I got interrupted again. Okay, so finish off. Yes, I hope all of those 5 points were valuable to you, and those questions resonated with you in your business in some way. If they did, please leave a like and a comment. I really appreciate everyone's support. This is my first kind of mini podcast, so it's probably about 10 minutes. I've probably been talking about for a good solid 10 minutes or something, which is probably not long enough for you to enjoy in a long road trip or something, but maybe in the future. But yes, if you like the content, please do leave me a like, leave me a comment, subscribe to the channel for more, and I'll be back soon. I think my mic's on. I'm not sure. I hope so. Yes. So, 5 questions that I get asked repeatedly that I think will be really helpful to you as a business trying to market your company. And yeah, see you around. And if you want a little bit more, I have a newsletter. Things falling around in my car. I have a newsletter, and it's called 5 Bullet Marketing Mastery, and it's just a simple 5 bullets every Friday. And it is just kind of five things you can try each week, or it could be something that I found that I think would be really helpful to you as a business or a solopreneur trying to market yourself. So yeah, check it out. It's free. And I hope to have a bit more kind of important content soon. And yeah, I also do coaching, but I mean, if you are interested in that, I also have a link to that, and I'll leave that in the show notes. But yeah, thanks everyone, and yeah, welcome to episode one of whatever this is. I've not even given it a name yet, so it's just like marketing something by James. And yeah, I'll see you in the next video. Bye guys. Bye. Yes. See you soon. Bye.